Hey, it's Crypto Bobby, and today I want to talk to you about $10,000 Bitcoin. Is that something we are ever going to see? Is it going to happen, and when might it happen? I want to look at a couple different external factors, what some different people are saying, as well as what type of trends could potentially support $10,000 Bitcoin going into the future, and what potential roadblocks might happen here as well. So right now, I'm looking at the one-year chart. You can see with your own eyes that, you know, it's been basically an elevator to the sky. I mean, we've gone from less than $1,000 Bitcoin to over $7,500 right now at the time of recording this. So we're almost basically 75% of the way to $10,000 Bitcoin, which is pretty incredible. Only $2,500 away at this point in time. Granted, that's nothing to sneeze at. But when we're looking at this, how will Bitcoin get to $10,000? Will it actually cross that five-figure mark? And if it does cross that five-figure mark, when will it do so? So let's pop into that and let's talk about that discussion. So if you've been around at all, you've probably seen a bunch of articles like this where it's, you know, how Bitcoin can reach $10,000. You know, Bitcoin's heading to $10,000. Bitcoin could be $10,000 by Christmas of this year. A lot of different information like that. And I think, you know, as we're looking at Bitcoin right now, the trend is, in a lot of respects, there is an overarching trend of looking at, I think, at Bitcoin as not only as a transactional currency, because there's a lot of debate around that right now, where Bitcoin is really has not fulfilled some of its use case around being a transactional currency until they improve some of the layer two scaling issues and things of that nature. But a lot of people are now considering Bitcoin as digital gold, as millennial digital gold, as another asset class, as another place to park your money. And because of that, the price of Bitcoin speculatively has gone through the roof, which has driven the price of Bitcoin through the roof, even if the potential, you know, utility, the transactional utility of Bitcoin has gone down a bit due to the super high fees, due to the crowded blocks and things of that nature. But as I'm looking at this, I see a couple different ways in which Bitcoin is going to really reach $10,000. And a lot of that is going to have to do with institutional money coming into the space, as well as a continued kind of improvement of the technology to go more mainstream and more utility built into the overall Bitcoin platform itself. But the big thing, I think, is the institutional money that is going to come into the space, and that is coming into the space now through, number one, right now, the CME futures that are going to be happening in the next month or so. I think that is going to be a really, really, really big deal for Bitcoin as a whole, is giving institutional investors and large investors out there the opportunity to make bets on Bitcoin without actually having to hold on to Bitcoin if they don't have that technical capacity, or if the custodian services aren't there yet to actually insure their Bitcoin as well. So I think the CME futures are going to be a big deal. I also think that the continued development of custodian services surrounding Bitcoin and probably to a lesser extent something like Ethereum, but mostly surrounding Bitcoin, that are actually going to have, you know, insurance around Bitcoin, that are going to have increased security around that for companies, for institutional investors to actually own Bitcoin, that's going to be a big deal. So I think looking at $10,000 Bitcoin, you know, you're seeing to get there, we're going to have to see billions and billions of dollars come into the space. Not only is some of that, I think, going to happen with retail investors such as myself and yourself, but also I think the big money, the institutional investors, are looking at Bitcoin as an opportunity to not go all in on Bitcoin. I think that would be silly to assume, but to gain some exposure to a volatile asset class that can give them incredibly outsized returns. Like in the past year, where Bitcoin has gone up in 360 days, 971, let's pop this open. In the past 365 days or so, Bitcoin has gone up 1,145%. That type of institutional exposure and that type of opportunity is something that hedge funds, institutional investors would do a lot of things for, when, you know, the average hedge fund return in the past year, I believe, was 7%. Bitcoin returned 1,145%. Does that mean that Bitcoin's going to return 1,145% next year? No, probably not. but it's something to certainly take note of. Outside of that, as I'm looking at Bitcoin, one of the interesting things, and this is Peter Brandt, who is a technical analyst. He tweeted this, and I'll pull up the chart in a little bit more detail, but the parabolic curve of what Bitcoin is in right now, going all the way back to 2015. And if this holds true, it's held true for the most part, as of Bitcoin staying within this channel in the parabolic curve. But if we are to continue in this trend, it gets narrower and narrower. As you can see here, it gets narrower and narrower. And that could very much lead to Bitcoin hitting $10,000 around Christmas or New Year's time. Now, I don't think that a lot of the institutional money, depending upon the overall impact of the CME futures and how that affects Bitcoin, that might be something that could really push that through the top and take this and continue this on to the curve. But if there is, depending upon how the CME futures really impact the market, which I think remains to be seen, and I think is a big if of how things happen there. But this pattern gets tighter and tighter and tighter here. And unless it continues to, basically unless the Bitcoin tree continues to grow to the sky, then by Christmas, by January timeframe, we're basically going to be, around the $10,000 mark, or we're going to have a significant correction. And as I'm looking at that, just to provide a little bit of clarification here. So this is an older article, but I think it goes to show a little bit of the type of corrections, especially for newer individuals in the space. Because if you haven't been around Bitcoin, if you haven't been around cryptocurrency for a while, there have been some Bitcoin crashes. I mean, there even in the past week or so, Bitcoin went from all the way at $7,800 down to $5,600. It dropped. Bitcoin had dropped 25% in the course of less than 5 days and has since risen back up. But there have been even larger drops in the future or in the past on Bitcoin. And I don't think it's outrageous to think that that might happen again. Back in, this is very early on, but in 2011, price dropped 68%. In 2012, 36%. Again, in 2012, 51%. In 2013, 33%. And again, in 2013, a 61% drop. There have been multiple times where Bitcoin has dropped over 50%, sometimes over 60%. And depending upon where we go here, I would not doubt that we see a significant correction down the likes of 30%, down the likes of 30% or potentially more prior to getting to $10,000. For clarity too, I hold a significant portion of Bitcoin, and that would not be, wouldn't be a fun scenario for me, but I think that, and I'll give you my overall view here, I think that long-term we are going to hit, it's not a matter of if Bitcoin is going to hit $10,000 in my personal opinion, it's not a matter of if Bitcoin is going to hit $10,000, it's going to be a matter of when Bitcoin is going to hit $10,000. So that's something that I think, you want to keep in mind. If we're looking at things from a parabolic perspective, you want to keep this chart in mind. I think if it's hold true, granted there's a million other different ways to slice it, but kind of all roads at this point in time lead to either continuing the move straight upwards to $10,000 before this continuing the move straight upwards to $10,000, and if it gets resistance, if it breaks through, if it breaks through the support line, seeing a pretty significant correction, or alternatively, we just continue to pedal upwards. Now, my big concern about this is I don't think that a lot of, I don't know how much new money can come into the space prior to January 1st of 2018 to really support that move up to, that move up to $10,000. So My overall thought process here is that unless the CME group, unless the CME futures really, really jack up the price of Bitcoin and like super support a movement up of Bitcoin, if there's any type of negativity there, or if there's anything that any shakiness that goes on with that, you know, I think we're probably going to break down a little bit here and then see $10,000 within 6 to 10 to 12 months. I think that there's probably going to be one more, in my opinion, there's going to be one more correction dip, whatever we want to call it, before we see that $10,000 mark, at least one more correction. And if and when that happens, I'm going to treat that as an opportunity to acquire more Bitcoin on a consistent basis. I dollar cost average basically on a weekly basis, so I do that anyway. But if Bitcoin dips significantly, let's say to $5,000 from where we're at right now, again, if Bitcoin dips to $5,000, then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to acquire a decent amount. If it dips even lower, I'm going to acquire even more. But you know, anything I think below $6,000 is a big opportunity in terms of acquiring Bitcoin right now. So that is what I'm looking at overall. Summarizing the entire conversation here, I think it is not a matter of if we're going to see $10,000 Bitcoin. I think we are, considering the new money that's coming into the space, the big institutional money that is going to come into the space. I think it is a matter of when we do it. I think it's either depending upon the CME group and the CME futures and how that affects the market. I think we're going to see an incredibly crazy spike according to this parabolic chart. Before January 1st, we're either going to go straight damn upwards as soon as the CME futures launch, and you're going to see $10,000 Bitcoin. If that doesn't happen, I think there's going to be somewhat of a pullback here. I'm guessing there's going to be somewhat of a pullback here, and then it'll be an opportunity to acquire cheaper Bitcoin, and then within the next 6 to 10 months or so, you'll see that five-figure mark. And that's just my overall thoughts on how this is potentially going to, you know, move forward in the future and what overall I think is going to potentially happen with Bitcoin. So I'm excited to see how this plays out. And again, right now, Bitcoin is my, say, my biggest holding. I'm also holding, as of the time of recording this, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Neo, OMG, Civic, and a few other smaller cryptocurrencies here and there. But I think Bitcoin has the ROI in some cases isn't as high as some of the other cryptocurrencies because it's already over $100 billion cryptocurrency. I think that it has, in a lot of cases, the most consistency. So one of the big reasons that I continue to kind of be excited around it, as well as the old gold digital use case there as well. If you have any questions at all in regards to, Bitcoin, where it's going, you have your own thoughts as far as when it's going to happen, what's going to happen. I would definitely enjoy hearing about your thoughts on the situation and how I would enjoy hearing your thoughts on the situation and what you see happening. If you think it's going to hit $10,000, when you think it's going to hit $10,000. And if you are new to the channel, by any chance, my name is Crypto Bobby. I do daily videos on the subject of crypto, whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, altcoins, overall investment strategies, whatever it might be. So hit that subscribe button. I also do crypto live YouTube happy hours. So if you'd like to join for the next one, I do them probably 3 times a week. Hit the subscribe button, the little notify bell next to it. That way you get notified the next time I do go live, typically about an hour, hour and a half. These are empty beers because I haven't cleaned them up, but drink some beers, hang out with you guys, have a good time. Appreciate the time. Have a good one. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.